This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Organizers of Mesa County's Cesar Chavez celebration say they're renaming the annual event named for him. The change comes after accusations of sexual assault against the late labor leader. The event in Grand Junction will now be called the Si Se Puede celebration. It means, yes, we can. Other cities around Colorado, including Denver, have made similar moves to rename things that once honored Chavez. Colorado lawmakers are working to finalize the state's budget and fill $1.5 billion shortfall. CPR's Ben DeBerklin has more.
The state's latest economic forecast showed a worsening economy. Coupled with much higher state costs for Medicaid, Colorado is looking at steep cuts. Republican Assistant House Minority Leader Ty Winter blames Democratic policies that he says make it harder for people to find good-paying jobs.
They have to be hooked on government money and government subsidy like a drug, and they don't want to be. They're proud people. They want to work. But when you have nowhere to go and no job to be in, then you're relegated to being on these programs.
Democrats say higher costs for medical care and more Medicaid recipients using programs are driving those cost increase. Lawmakers are expected to debate the budget in the coming weeks. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Yet another ski resort is closing early in Colorado. Monarch Mountain says this coming Sunday will be its last day of the season. That's about 2 weeks earlier than originally planned. The announcement comes after several ski areas closed earlier than expected this weekend as well. This winter's persistent warm weather forced Sunlight Mountain and Ski Cooper to shut down. Powderhorn Mountain Resort also closed on Sunday. It said it would reopen if weather improves, but the National Weather Service calls for highs in the 60s and 70s there through the week. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.